Delta Mike from Mike 5 Tango Delta Charlie.
From what I've seen, from how it happened, I think there was an element of driver error, but it's also a sort of teething issue of, you know, getting to grips with there being a lot more energy and a lot more power through the upshifts in gears, and it just sort of caught him off guard when he got up onto the curb, caused a bit of a spin, which is... really unfortunate for Oscar Piastri, but I have the feeling that he can bounce back from this. Not sure to what extent, probably not for championship contention like he did last year, but especially considering Lando Norris finishing fifth place about, I think, if I remember correctly, 50 seconds behind the Mercedes cars. But it was a pretty chaotic race. It was later, quite a late race for me, but I was sort of up there, to be honest. It was a very well-anticipated race for myself. I didn't intend to, but I think I did end up staying up to watch the race. I don't think I watched it through start to finish. I think I fell asleep about midway through and somehow woke up again. Not long after the race ended, so I did see the final result as well before I went to sleep again. But it was very interesting indeed. Yeah, I did see about the battling between Charles Leclerc and George Russell. That was really entertaining to watch. Really reminded me. I didn't really watch F1 when it was happening, but. It reminded me of the battles from the late 2010s. Let me quickly reset. Yeah, from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel returning. Yeah, it reminded me of those similar battles in the late 2010s that Mercedes and Ferrari were engaged in between the likes of...
with poor, if any, internet coverage, or even worse than that is... cell phone coverage, and I brought up the possibility of using weather radio for some of his alerts. He wasn't familiar with it, but he said he'd look into it, and there's a number of people in the room from various, I don't want to say extremely northern communities, because I don't know if weather radio goes that far north in this province, but various communities that have very poor cell service, saying that they have weather radios in their EOCs. And one of them was saying they even have it in their band office. And to them, that's a very, very important communication system. So it's nice to look at the populated areas such as, Winnipeg, the Ecumene of Canada, the whole Ecumene, and say, yeah, it's no longer relevant. But you got to look at the sparse areas. And I think it's very short-sighted in government, but I can see that about other things. That brings up other controversies. 7-3, back to net.
VE4GWN
in Winnipeg.
VE4GWN Winnipeg, thank you very much, Glenn. Very nice point that you're bringing in. And, of course, more people are concerned with the shutoff of the Weather Radio Canada service in the north and some of the non-city or non-urban areas. But... it is what it is. We'll see what we can do. Thank you very much, and now I'm going to move to Victor Echo 4 Whiskey Sierra Charlie in Winnipeg 2. Go ahead.
Good afternoon from Winnipeg. This is V4 Whiskey Sierra Charlie. This is the club station and at the Winnipeg Senior Citizens Radio Club. And, I quite enjoyed... listening everybody's opinion on the weather radio shutting off. Well, first and foremost, it boils down to redundancy. Of course, you have internet, you have the news, you have, well, even newspapers publish weather forecasts, but the whole point of redundancy is, you get that information through as many channels as you can. So. Now, we're definitely going to be down one element there. Other than that, there's also simplicity. Even though in the modern age of internet and Wi-Fi and whatnot, sometimes it's the simplicity that you know, triumphs over other factors. And so somebody with a handheld could before just switch to the weather channel and listen to the weather. So that's another thing. And then again, it comes down to convenience. I know a lot of the marine radios operate in the 2 meter or in the neighborhood of the 2 meter band. Not sure if there are dedicated marine weather channels, but again, a radio which is capable of 2 meter transceiving could tune into the weather radios, and it again is a redundant, simple, and convenient way of getting that information. So I'm not sure why they decided to turn it off, but it definitely had its uses, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people appreciated it. That's about it from my site. Back to Net Control. This is V4 Whiskey Sierra Charlie.
QSL, V4 Whiskey Sierra Charlie of the Club Station in Winnipeg. This is V2 Victor Bravo as Net Control. And you said you didn't know if there are dedicated channels for Maritimes Radio, and yes, there are. 161.650 is among them, and there's a couple of channels available. So we got the St. Lawrence River here crossing the province. The St. Lawrence River is well occupied by ships and commercial ships, and those are the channels that they listen to their weather. They have their particular weather with some navigational instructions when the level of the water is too low and places to skip from. Thank you very much for your sharing your point, and I'm going to move now to VA3 JPX. James, Among House, go ahead.
A new CB radios album.
VA3 JPX, go ahead, James.
Okay, well, good afternoon, Benoit, and thanks for being Net Control this week. I'm just going to pause right now and ask that you give me a report on my audio and signal. Is everything okay? Over.
Absolutely, James. Good quality, good audio, and good signal. So nothing to say about it. Just good. Perfect.
Okay. I just recently purchased a hotspot radios USB to add to my All-Starlink node, and that's what I'm using right now with my FT991A coming in on FM. To answer your question, you know, I'm saddened to hear about this whole weather radio thing being shut down. I think it serves a tremendous purpose. And it's not just for the odd Tom, Dick, and Harry, but I mean, you know, when I was a kid, I mean, I was listening to this stuff, you know, and I got my first scanner when I was like 16 years old. I was listening to that, you know, and it was fantastic. I'm like, wow, this is cool, you know. And even now, many years later, I sometimes check in, especially when we lose power, I listen there. And because you never know, right? When the power goes out, you don't know what's happening. So you listen to weather radio, and that's what I've done. And it's sad to see it go. I really hope, though, that they reverse this. As the last one of the last stations said, you know, like, we were never consulted with this, you know. Nobody asked questions. If all of a sudden, oh, we're shutting it down, and, oh, by the way, it's happening on this date. So, bye-bye then, you know, and I think that's not fair. Anyway, that's it for me. I'll be listening to A3, Julia Papak's, right?
QSL VA3JPX. Thank you, James. I think exactly like you. My opinion is same as yours, and been listening to Weather Radio Canada for many, many years, way before I was a ham. And well, with the climate change, I think it's mostly important because power outage here is becoming more frequently, and even though we thought it would never happen because Hydro-Québec is one of the major producer of electricity, and now it happens more than we think. A couple of times